The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a newspaper reporter, recorded March 25, 1976, in New Delhi, India.
What would you regard to be the essence of Guruji?
That there is God. And we are part and parcel of God. God is great, and we are very teeny, small, fragmental portion of God. In quality, we and God are the same. Just like a drop of ocean water is qualitatively the same as the big ocean. Qualitatively, it is the same. A drop of ocean water is salty. And the whole ocean is also salty. The salt taste is there. But the drop is never equal to the ocean. This is the difference. Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetana. This is Vedic. That he is also living in entity as we are. We, many, plural number. We means living entity. We are many. And he is one. But he is also living entity. Now what is the difference? The difference is that he maintains the plural number, living entity.
He maintains what?
Plural number. Living entity. And the plural number living entities are maintained by him.
In the past, this is the first press conference you are holding in Delhi, isn't it?
Would you kindly let him finish this answer to the man?
Okay.
Yeah, it is a plural number of entities are being maintained by him.
Yes.
While
just like father having answered many children. So both of them are living entities. But the father maintains the children and the children are maintained by God. What is maintaining? And others are being maintained. That means dependence. We are dependent on God, on Krishna.
But sir, aren't we impure and he is pure?
No, both of them.
But then how do we, then why do we commit sins? God doesn't.
Yes. That is, we are at the present moment in impure condition. That is material. Therefore, the human form of life is a chance to be free from the impurity.
But say, if we are drop of the same ocean, why should we be impure at all?
No. We are pure, constitutionally.
Then from where does this impurity come?
Yes. That is just like you are healthy, but where from the disease comes? You are not diseased now, but sometimes disease comes. Where from it comes? So, at the present moment, we are in disease condition. This has to be cured. Otherwise, we are pure as God.
Then what is the way to purity?
Yes, that is Bhagavad Gita.
You mean the mere recital of Bhagavad Gita?
No, to understand and to act.
Prescription.
Yes.
That is the first.
The whole thing is described.
Which particular teaching do you find so uplifting in your Muslim tradition?
You have read Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah, I have. Not so thoroughly, but I have in parts.
What is that question? Which part?
Which particular teachings you think can purify a man? Because you said the salvation lies in following the teachings of Buddha.
You have to revive your consciousness that you are part and parcel of God. And the part and parcel of God means to serve God. Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body. But it is meant for serving my body. I ask the finger, come here, it is serving me. Come here, it is serving me. Take up the food, give it to me, it gives me. This is business of the finger. If the finger cannot carry out my order, then it is disease. And if it immediately carries out order, then it is serving. Similarly, we being part and parcel of God, we must be ready to give service immediately. Then it is healthy karma. And if you do not, then it is maya. We are serving. We are serving. Everyone is serving because our constitution is to serve. Big, big leaders, they are also serving. Anyone you can see, the sun is serving exactly in the time it is rising by the order of God. Exactly in time it is setting. Everyone is serving. Ekala Ishwar Krishna Arsha Bhritta. Only Master is God. And everyone is servant. But the disease condition is that when we do not serve God, we serve something else, maya, and that is disease.
This is?
Disease kind. Impure kind. At the present moment, we have discovered so many services. National service, communal service, this service, that service. But nobody is recommending service of God. This is a disease condition. Therefore, I suffer.
So, what do you really mean by arousing the Krishna consciousness?
That
what
means
do you
we have to serve Krishna. We are serving now non-Krishna. Nothing is non-Krishna. Something maya. Just like dreaming. Dreaming is without activity. That is false activity.
Excuse me, may I ask one question if you're
right?
You said maya or disease. Maya is disease or maya or many other ailments by which the
maya
human
disease condition,
is a disease condition or many other ailments under which the human beings are affected.
Yes.
Are these bad conditions or ailments not part and parcel of God?
Yes. But then you are suffering, you should admit. That's why prison department is part and parcel of the government, but who is in the prison is suffering.
That's a very good answer. That's a wonderful answer.
Would your message be exactly the same for, say, a starving man in India and a Westerner who's got everything that a person needs?
Not only in India, everywhere.
Everywhere.
You'll starve because you are rebellious to God. You must starve. That is the punishment. Just like anyone who is a criminal, he must be punished. That is the law of nature.
So by that, I suppose one would presume that people in India have been most rebellious to God.
So why?
Because of
when you speak of God, don't say in India.
No, because the number of starving men here is much larger.
You are starving on account of your dharmic condition being bad, or I cannot say anything. But they are also serving. You are poor by four, and they sometimes accept poverty voluntarily, just like the hippies. They have enough money, they are coming from very rich father and grandfather, but they lie down on the street, and the police comes and kicks them. Hey, get up, get up. Why? Why they have accepted it? So this kind of variety we find everywhere. A rich man, middle class man, and poverty stricken man. Don't think that it is in India. I am traveling all over the world.
Swamiji, what do you suggest to your disciples to arouse what you call Hare Krishna consciousness, or God consciousness?
Yes, Hare Krishna consciousness is the purificatory part. If you chant Hare Krishna, God is so kind. In this age, it is meant for every age, especially this age when you are so much poor and so much suffering, and neither we are able to act very piously, therefore, this Hare Krishna mantra, if you chant, you gradually become purified. Then you come to your own consciousness.
So how would you define sin? What is impurity, so to say?
You cannot understand impurity.
Could there be any clear cut definition?
Just like when you are diseased, the doctor gives you some vaccine and injection to cure you, to make you purified.
No, could there be any clear-cut criterion, for example, to say whether I have come to sin or I have not come to sin? What is
that? Free living entity, being part and parcel, we are as good as God. But when we are under the control of material nature, that is our decision. Same example. Just like you as a good citizen, you are as good as Indira Gandhi. You are Indian, you have got all the rights. But if you become criminal, you put into the prison. So we are in the condition statement, no freedom. It is not clear?
No, sir, I just wanted you to tell me some yardstick from which one could.
But because you are suffering, that is the sign of impurity.
Me, pardon?
Because you are suffering. Do you admit that you are suffering? Do you know this?
Suffering means there is some impurity.
Are you not suffering?
Yes, everybody.
That is the issue. That's disease coming. When you have a fever, you are suffering. That is disease coming. So long you are suffering, you must be aware of the fact that was in disease coming. Because you are part and parcel, there is no question of suffering.
Suffering may not necessarily be because of sin, it might be because of something else, you know.
Might be something that is your sinful activity. That something is some sinful activity.
Now a poor man suffers of hunger, this is not sin if he doesn't get proper food or anything.
But how can we help? We cannot help. Just like a prisoner in the suffering, in the prisoner, we cannot help.
I may suffer because I have
cancer,
for example. But cancer is not a sin, you know.
Yes, everything is sin. Disease means sin. Unless you commit sinful life, there is no question of suffering.
I thought sin has some relation with ethics.
Sometimes the suffering is self brought, and sometimes the suffering is brought without self.
That is wrong. Every suffering is brought by you, yourself. Just like if you are punished by the High Court judge to be hanged, you don't make the High Court judge is the cause of your hanging. You made a situation, the High Court judge has given you the judgment that you must be hanged.
Could you tell us something about the Vedic city being constructed in Mayapur? I mean, what
Vedic, you want to know something about the Vedic city which is being constructed in Mayapur?
Yes. Not Vedic city, Vedic planetarium. How you got this information?
He had come to our temple earlier. He's already published one article in yesterday's paper.
Which paper? Morning, Michael.
You must try to understand that we are suffering on account of our sinful activity.
Sir, I am asking, what is sinful activity?
You do not know.
I don't know.
If you go
sometimes
on
it becomes
the street,
very difficult to distinguish.
If you go on the street and it is there is tip to the left, as soon as you go to the right, you suffer. Is it not? Immediately go to the court. Is it not suffering? No, just try to understand.
No, sir, I just wanted to
No, ask why you want that? It's just try to understand the common sense. That as soon as you go to the street, if the indication is that you must keep your card on the left side. And as soon as you go to the right side, you become a criminal immediately. You can say, what is wrong? The right side, the wrong side, I'm carrying my card. But it is criminal. You know or not know. Ignorance of law is no excuse. So just similarly, there is law of God. See, as soon as you violate, you must.
What is that law of God? What is that?
Means you are so ignorant. You are so ignorant. The law of God, God is some personally speaking. This is the law. Sarvarman Puripajamami Kansaranam. This is the law. God is speaking personally, and you do not know. And you are advertising, very expert in reading Bhagavad Gita. And you do not know the law. This is going on. Big, big scholars, big, big monkey. They are reading Bhagavad Gita 300 times daily, but do not know what is going. This is going. In Bengali, there is a saying, big, big monkey, big, big belly, Ceylon jumping melancholy. You know, the monkey, big monkey, Hanumanji, he jumped over. So ask any other monkey, can you jump? Melancholy. Big, big. You may be big, big scholars of Bhagavad Gita and you don't know what is the law of God. This is why. Big, big commentary, big, big book. But the law, he does not know.
Your divine grace, this is actually not very relevant to the press conference, but have you ever met people like the Sai Baba or Bali Yogeshwar or the Maharishi?
This is nonsense. What shall I mean? What is the business? Who shall ask us my meat is that? Why selling it? What can I get from them? What is their special value? Huh? Tell me, why selling it? What is the business I have got to be doing? You are suggesting?
No, I mean, do people...
Why selling meat? Why you expect like that I shall meet?
No.
He just casually wanted to know if you have ever met them.
Why is
they are also...
Why is asking me?
Renowned
sages. What business I have got to meet
with
them? What can I get
to? Just to discuss metaphysics.
If I am taking lessons from Krishna, why shall I take lessons from such bogus things?
No, they have also been recognized as
exponents
of Hindu thought and
who is the mind? First of all, who is the mind?
No, they too have been recognized
in the West. That is the defect of the modern civilization. The hope, let's take in a big democratic country like America. They voted Nixon to become president. And when they found that this man is a bogus, they again dragged him down. This is going on. We bore somebody to the topmost position and we see that he is arrested. So therefore, we do not advise. We say, just take lesson from Krishna, who is recognized by everyone. That is our Krishna consciousness. We don't say, go to a bogus man and take instruction. We don't say.
May I interrupt you? What Swamiji has described in all the books, as it exists, no further contribution, no amendment, no interpretation. He has described all what has been written in Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita in its truest form. So no imitation, no representation, no interpretation. Swamiji has described exactly as it happened.
And that is being appreciated all over the world.
All over the world, that is being appreciated.
Swamiji, could you please throw light on your four-point regulation which you suggest to your disciples?
Yes. That is, pious life, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling.
No?
Gambling. These are the four pillars of sinful life. So if you want to know God, you must be free from sinful life. This is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jesam antatatam papam jananam punna karmanam te danna mahanin mukta bhajante maan virabhata. If you want to be God conscious, then you must be free from all sinful activities. God is pure. If you want to approach God, then you must be pure. If you remain impure, you cannot understand.
Swamiji, do you think that there are some people in this country, in thousands or maybe tens of thousands, who are getting spiritual solace from, say, people like Sai Baba or any of these other people who have interpreted the Vedas or, you know, who have followers all over the country? Do you think these followers are getting some amount of spiritual solace?
First of all, do you know what Sai Baba is preaching? Do you know?
No.
Then how are you asking on behalf of Sai Baba?
No, just like that. Just like, I'm just going, I mean, I'm very far removed from...
No, why you are interested? You twice have said Sai Baba.
No, anybody, because he is among the better known people.
Better known?
It could be someone like, say, the Bal Yogeshwar, who also got some kind of following there.
That is quite our India's Vedic culture. Everyone has invented some ways, and they have misled the general people. That is the misfortune of modern India. The standard instruction is there in the Bhagavad Gita. They do not care to know it. They want to know about the greatness of Bal Yogi, Sai Baba, Jesus Baba. That is their misfortune. They give us the real instruction. Bhagavad Gita, which is accepted by the great Acharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya, Sri Mahaprabhu, and all over the world. They are not interested to know Bhagavad Gita. They are interested to know your child. Just see this one.
What would you attribute this to? What is the cause of this?
Cause of this one, simple cause is that becomes unfortunate. They give up the real thing and they accept the imitation. So that is a misfortune. If there are two shops, everyone knows here is real gold and here is imitation gold. So if you go to purchase imitation gold, that it is his portion.
What is it in your movement which has appealed to the Western world? I believe you have a sizable following.
We are supplying real gold.
Hmm?
We are giving real gold.
Real gold.
We are not supplying imitation gold. That is it. Credit. If you supply imitation things, it may go for some time, but it will not endure. So many Sanis and Jomis and they go there.
Mm-hmm.
But these last is American boys, they don't work.
No, but even Mahesh Yogi has a considerable following in America and a lot of Western countries.
Among housewives.
Now it is going down, and the followers we have, they will not follow any regular principles, they will not surrender, simply they have no actual disciples.
Have you seen in India, Mahesh?
Well, whenever he comes to Delhi, he brings 2-3 jumbo jets full of disciples.
I have them. Thousands of them are watching here. On my idea. Just see their character and behavior.
May I say something? A magician can create many charismas, but God also creates charismas. Whom will you compare? The magician charisma or the God charisma? This is the difference. A magician can also sometimes impress upon people that he has godly powers. But are these the real godly powers? As against real godly powers. This is the difference. I have been at least 30 times to America, talked to a lot of people.
Yes.
They say if you want to go really for attainment of your soul, you go to ISKCON. If you want to have...
My soul, you say.
Yes. And if you want to attain your bodily strength...
Yes, actually. One of his secretaries, he asked that I want real knowledge of God. He said, then you go to ISKCON.
And if you want blissful, pleasureful things,
yes,
go to either Mahesh Yogi or go to Balhar Yogi. This is what has been impressed upon by knowledgeable people in America.
Yes.
And at least I can say with authority that I have talked with a lot of people.
They say that you can spend some months and go on with your sinful life. But the practical result is that people's lives remain the same. They may simply divert themselves from their suffering temporarily. But in reality, their condition of life is the same. They're still in a miserable condition of life. This call that is actually lifting us out of the well of misery to the atmosphere of blissfulness.
Mahajari advertises in the paper, TM, you don't require any religion, don't require to follow any principles, so on.
Yeah.
But I have got so many strictures, still, they do not go to him, they come to me. He has no sticks.
Yes.
But I have so many sticks. It is the report of the draft department that why the young men come to Krishna consciousness, women, what is the facility? So they study. So they reported there is no facility. Simply rigidity is still the goal.
Do you have any plans of propagating your movement in India? Because you have been for too long working in the West and
India.
I believe India is not getting the benefit of your teaching and your guidance.
India is so misguided that it will take some time to them, because whatever, even if you speak to India, what I can speak? I can speak Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita was already there. It's still already there.
Yeah.
And India's misfortune is they're so neglectful. They don't take care of Bhagavad Gita. there is being. Why not Sai Baba? Why not this Baba? Why not that Baba?
No, I want to
ask. They become over-interested. Not simply interested, but over-interested. That is, they are not over-interested. That is the facility for them. We are treating Krishna is the supreme God. That is in the Shastra, in the Vedas, in everywhere. But you won't believe. You will say, why Krishna is supreme God? Another is, here is God, here is God. Hundreds and thousands of gods will be. That is it.
No, do you plan to propagate your message in India?
Yes, certainly I plan. But the difficulty is that we are going to accept the philosophy is already there. Bhagavad Gita is already.
No, but
who is daring to take it?
Even
if I speak, I shall speak. Read Bhagavad Gita. But who will take it? That is the division. There will be another competition.
What probably he's asking is, do we have any positive plans to do it?
Many
plans
in India.
Yes,
as you are aware, that is my
already
that has been in Bombay. There's a very big temple where we do the center.
My point is that what I'm speaking, it is not unknown to India. But they are so misfortunate that they don't take it. That is it. So unfortunate they have become that they don't teach. What shall I speak in India? You can speak.
So that is all the more reason why
work is doing as far as we have our center. The people are so over interested, don't take it. Ah, what are it is now we have heard? Ah, we have seen Bhagavad Gita. There it is. If you become neglectful, that is the greatest offense. So India is offended. It is India's philosophy, what I am preaching as well. India doesn't require to be known, to be aware. They already know it. But they won't take it. They have become so unfortunate. That is it. If you don't take it, then how will you become rich? Suppose if I give you test, this $1,000. But if you don't take it, what benefit is there? The India's position is here.
Would you be open to study schools in India on Gurukul pattern? On the Gurukul pattern?
Yes. But the difficulty in India is that they are very, very neglected.
Is the government
there is no question of government as this. Government is people's man. So, if you are, we are ourselves fools and rascals, the government will also set up fools and rascals. If you are intelligent, the government is intelligent. Because now it is democracy. You select some man. So, don't blame government. You are government. If you are fools, the government are fools. If you are intelligent, you are intelligent. It is up to you to change. Then everything is all right.
Swami, excuse me, is there any special significance of keeping this bead hidden?
Yeah, just so follow Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says, Marmana Bhavamad Bhakta. Always think of me. So we are thinking Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Krishna, Hari.
No, I mean you are keeping it wrapped in a piece of clothes.
That bead.
Yeah, why?
The bead is pure. So just to keep it aloof from the dust and nothing. Let's say we keep this drinking water covered. Why? This is common.
It's just to keep it pure.
Yes. Purity. That is still. It is our duty not to treat. Originality.
Are your disciples supposed to chant the mantra all the time?
All my disciples.
Are they supposed to chant the mantra throughout the day?
All
the time.
Just like I am talking as you, and as well as talking, my hand is saying, Hare Krishna.
It's possible to talk and also to chant the mantra at the same time.
That requires practice. That requires practice. Just like the woman is cooking and he also talks. That's not when the cooking is going bad. It is practice.
Swamiji, does this chanting of mantra bring security or following of your four instructions or regulations which he has come? Or both?
It purifies the heart. Yes. The core of the heart. Ketadatmana marjanam. This is the effect of chanting. Because everything we are doing on account of dirty heart. So everything is dirty. So if you purify your heart, then everything becomes clear.
How long does it take to purify your heart?
Just like if the dirty things are very fixed up, it takes little more time. Otherwise, it takes little time.
I believe you have a certain industry for export also in Mayapuri. May I know if they would be manned by disciples? And if so, do you think that they would be in a much better position to look after the big goshalas and other things than, say, other people would be?
If you follow Bhagavad Gita, then everything will be followed very nicely. Just like the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Kisi Guraksha Manijyam. Goraksha. This is recommended in Bhagavad Gita. So if you follow Bhagavad Gita, then naturally Goraksha will be there. And if you read Bhagavad Gita for some political reason, then Sulakara will go on. Instead of Goraksha, go killing. This is going on. Every politician is reading Bhagavad Gita. But Goraksha, it's a Goraksha, Goraksha. See? No Goraksha, but Goraksha. This is it. Who cares for Krishna? This is the misfortune of India. Krishna spoke in India, in Kurukshetra. Krishna appeared in India. But Indian people are neglecting. Therefore I say it is a big fault. It is your own thing, and you are neglecting.
So you want to encourage that?
Yes, I want that. Bhagavad Gita was spoken in India. Every Indian should take Bhagavad Gita very seriously. Then India's fortune will change. They have rejected Bhagavad Gita and they are making their own imagination as the goal of life. So how they will hate it? If your father's property, you squander it, and then you beg from others, give me some money. So how much unfortunate you are. Your father's property, you squander it. Then you become a beggar, and beg from others, give me some money. So how much unfortunate you are.
When you visited the Soviet Union, Swamiji, did you find the atmosphere worse than it is in Western countries, say, or the people in any way?
The people are very good. But the leaders are bad.
Did you meet any of them?
No. Yes. I talked with one of the best leaders, Professor Kotovsky. He is the professor of Indology. I am talking with him. I study. The people in general are very good.
But did you hold any meetings or anything?
Yes.
Was it receptive to what you...
Yes. I was invited by Professor Potapsi. On my way to Europe, I stayed there. So I studied the people. They are very good. As our Indian people, you know, Saint Masters, they are also like that. But they are being sophisticated by the new philosophy coming in. Artificial things. But they are not happy. They are being forced to accept philosophy. I think from their face they look unhappy. Everything depends on government. You have to accept, you cannot select your food. Whatever nonsense things the government is supplying. If you don't like it. And for us, it was a great difficulty. He could not get rice, could not get flour, neither fruit. Only milk is available and flesh as much as it is. So on the whole, it was artificial and people are not happy.
Samji, why do you forbid this tea or coffee also for your...
Because it is sinful.
It is sinful?
Yes. Why should you eat meat?
What about onions and...
Onions? Yes. Onions is also very agitating.
So why are they sinful?
Huh?
Why are they sinful?
What?
I mean, why is it sin to take tea or coffee?
Because in this intoxication, if you are habituated to take tea, as soon as in your time don't take tea, you become bad.
You mean this dependence is bad or this
tea
itself is bad?
If your mind is agitated for something, then you become dependent on that thing. That is the position. Those who are taking tea, they have become so much dependent.
But if I start taking milk, I will be equally dependent on milk.
Milk is not. Milk, you take little milk once every day.
So what he says that if he starts taking milk regularly, he'll become dependent, he'll become inflamed.
That you are dependent, you must eat something.
So
but you must eat something which is favorable for you. Eatable, everything is eatable. This stool is also eatable. And that doesn't mean, you human being is going to eat stool. That is meant for the pigs, hogs. You are not hogs and pigs, but if you become, if you try to become pigs and hogs, then you can become. No distribution of pig, food, meat, pigs and hogs. And God will give chance to become a hog next life.
So most of your disciples have their...
And you admit this, that after this life you have to accept another body. Do you accept this?
I do, sir.
Then, that body offered to you, is it in your hands? Suppose the next life you are offered a pig's body. Can you say, no, no, I don't want it? That is the statement of Bhagavad Gita.
But how to give up, sir? How to give up this tea and coffee to which you are so much habituated?
That's his example. How they are asked them.
If you chant Hare Krishna, then you lose your hankering for everything else.
Really?
Yes. The higher taste.
That is the taste of Hare Krishna movement. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatra syaa. As soon as you advance in devotion, you become detestable to your material enjoyment.
From which class of society people generally come to you in the state? From which class of society in the United States do most of your disciples come from?
You can ask them. I do not know.
All many educated people, as well as people from all different classes.
And
all
races.
Uneducated.
Yes, all
coming
from very nice families, majority. Education. Many, many of them
come
from very wealthy families.
Yeah, good family means wealthy family. In America, there is no poor family. There is no question of poverty.
Okay.
So, how to distinguish that he is coming from good family, he is coming from bad.
No,
poverty is unknown to him. Nobody is uneducated. Then how to distinguish who is bad and who is good? Everyone is good. Unless he voluntarily becomes bad, hippie. Otherwise everyone is coming from very good family, rich family, educated family.
Do you have a large number of American Negroes in your movement, Swamiji?
Not large number, but there are.
Is there any reason why that is so?
That is. There is reason. They are not very much cultured.
They have women followers also in this movement.
Yes. America, men and women have got equal rights.
So whom do you find more responsive to your movement, women or men?
You are. You are very fortunate. And I am very much indebted to them because they have helped me. Yes.
Helped in what sense?
Cooperation. Without their cooperation, now this book, I am writing theory. But they are moving on. Even facing great danger, they are helping me in my translating work, in typing, in composing, in printing. Have you got that feel? How they are doing?
No, you got the film?
That
book film? I don't have the projector.
So, if we invite them to see how they are helping, efficient, latest machine, therefore it has been possible. Otherwise, while in India, with great hardship, I could publish 3 books only.
They are very beautifully printed.
Where does the money come from to print such lavish editions of your
books? The money is, we are selling books.
No,
daily.
But initially you do require initially you require some money
initially,
to print such a lavish
I
manner.
Took some books from here. They are not so nicely printed. But still, I sold them. Them gradually increased. They paid the money, and then they made contribution. One of my students, he first, Jayananda, he first paid me first $5,000. Then Brahmananda paid me $5,000. In this way, gradually, money came.
Swamiji, you write originally in English, or these books are being translated from some other language into English?
No, translated, but I give my purpose. That is, they like very much.
Mm-hmm.
Present the purpose in such a way they can understand. The original verse is there, but they are explained by me.
Give some critical comments and explanation.
That will make sense.
How does that mean, Swamiji, that yours is a cultural and educational movement rather than a personal cult?
A cultural and educational movement rather than a personal cult?
Yes, it is cultural movement. Educational. It is not so-called religious. Religious movement is sentiment. Generally, religious is taken as a kind of faith. But it is not a fine kind of faith in, I think in South America, that Indian man was, I think, it is the Hindu faith.
Oh, in South Africa. He's asking, is this Hindu faith?
So,
this cult is that cult.
You see, he was a Hindu gentleman, belonged to the Arya Samaj. So, three times he said, is it Hindu faith? And what do you mean by Hindu faith?
Yes.
When Krishna said, Dehinasmin Jathadehi Kumara Jovanam Jara Tathadehantara Prati, is it meant for the Hindu that a child becomes a baby becomes a child becomes a boy becomes a young man becomes and the old man dies, changes his body. Is it meant for the Hindus? The Mohammedans do not become old men or young men.
The Christians don't become old men?
That's such fools there are. The Bhagavad Gita is written, Tatha Dehantara Prati, Jiva Satya Namunyate, it is meant for the Hindus. Such fools there are. And Krishna says, Anna Bhavanti Bhutan. If you have got enough food grains, then all the living entities are satisfied. Is it meant for the Hindus? So this is going on. This is Hindu speech. What do you mean by Hindu speech? Huh? So they are interpreting in that way. So Krishna is not for the Hindus and the Muslims and Christians. He is God. He is everyone. He is for everyone. And he is stated in Bhagavad, Sarva Yoni Sukhantiya, Sambhavantim Kayoya. In all species of life, as many forms of life are there, Aham be the Pran, the Shiv giving father of all of them. So where is the question of Hindus? This is going on.
Does it ever happen, Swamiji, that some disciples of yours may disagree with you on spiritual matters?
No.
Unless he is a fool. Unless he is a damn fool. If he is sick and sober, open heart, then he will be. Not only Hindu, you know, we have got so many Mohammedans also. So unless one is open minded, sane, intelligent, you cannot understand. That's what I say, this Indians have become insane by the influence of so many rascals, they are becoming insane. That has to be rectified. But insanity is prevailing all over the world, but not so much insanity as in India, that they are rejecting their own things. This is the greatest thing. Why they are rejecting Bhagavad Gita? What is the reason? Tell me.
You. Economic instability.
Huh? Economic instability.
Economic.
So why don't you accept the economic program given by Bhagavad Gita? Why don't you accept?
Please
elaborate on that. I would be very interested. It is known to everyone. Krishna says, Anna Bhavanti Bhutan. Anna, Anna means food grain, eatables. You must produce sufficient food grains. Why you are producing tattoo instead of food grain? Just entering your Delhi from Vrindavan, a big Goodyear factory. Very big factory. You are producing tattoo, then iron, goodyear and this and that. Very food grain. And both sides, the field is wetter. Nobody is going to grow food grain. Then why you not start? It is your fault. You are producing tattoo and iron instrument. You are neglecting agriculture. Then why you shall not suffer for want of food grain? And you are pleading, Indians are starving. Right? Why shall not starve if they do not follow Bhagavad Gita? They are thinking by increasing industry. In America, they have got industry, at the same time food grains also. But you are taking to industry
without taking care of growing food there.
I feel that your society, the Hare Krishna Consciousness Society, has a very, very stable economy and that it is self-sufficient in itself. Is that so?
The Hare Krishna Society is self-sufficient. He understands that our society has a very stable economy. Is it self-sufficient, our own Hare Krishna Society?
Don't you think that you are self-sufficient? We are feeding at least 10,000 devotees daily. But we have no fixed income.
You don't have any fixed income?
No. None of us have any fixed income. But we are traveling all over the world. New York, London, Calcutta, it is just like going from this quarter to that quarter. Our men are moving like that. Immediately coming, 1,000 men from Germany, 1,000 men from London, and immediately going. They are paying so much money to the airplane. And we have got so many centers. So how it is going? Krishna's there. We depend on Krishna. Our income, daily collection is not less than 1 lakh of rupees. And that's money, everything. That is minimum. Sometimes we collect 5 lakh daily.
What is the way you go about collecting money?
Books are the only source of your revenue. This question was raised in the parliament. Said, Hare Krishna, people that fabulous rich, where they get their money?
Yes.
And the parliament answer was to get their money by selling literature.
That means the devotee is coming to
not the devotee's purchase. The public, those who are intelligent public, they purchase.
Yes, I see, right. But do the devotees contribute in any way?
Yes, they are contributing their life. You don't get any such life sacrifice in India. These educated boys, rich man's son, they have sacrificed everything for me. And where is India?
Swamiji, do you have certain farms also in America?
Yes,
both.
Not only one, many.
What else do you have over there besides Gurukul schools and things?
Then you produce our own milk. In New Vrindavan, you are producing your Navar times, you have any of them, Navar times. Is there any representative in us? No. Your representative went to New Vrindavan. And he published in November 1974, I think.
Yes, 74.
Yes, they published one big article in our time, and the heading was Adhyatmika ka Jamuna Adhud Dahi ki Nadi Bahe. Because he had it. Actually, then they get the photograph of our deity and activity, everything. You can find out November issue of Navavara.
Yes.
In 1974.
But you've virtually given up India as a dead loss from that. You've given up India as a dead loss, isn't it, in the sense that...
Yes, not dead loss. Uh-huh. The leaders are dead loss. Misleaders. They are giving up their own culture and they are trying to imitate others. They brought the charges that the Americans are CIA. Was it CIA or not?
Was
it? CIA. The CIA had become Bhoshnav and given up meat eating and dancing with me, and they are no other me. Half police person. The CIA men have come to me for inquiry. This question, the actual questions are put. Such unfortunate insanity is prevailing in India. The American CIA, they have come to me.